And John Fung tells the story when he was out in the forest. He set up his umbrella tent one night. And when you set up a tent like that, you have to check the sky, make sure there's no sign of any approaching storms. He didn't see any storms coming up, so he set his umbrella out on a line between two trees. Well, around midnight, this storm did come up. And I don't know if you know about umbrella tents, but it's just an umbrella with a mosquito net. Nothing much to protect him. So he put all of his robes into his bowl to keep them dry, except for his underrobe. And he sat there in the wind and the rain. And his meditation theme was, the body may be wet, but the mind isn't wet. He was able to get into good concentration that night. He came out after the storm had passed. Next morning, he went on his alms round. And the people in the little village nearby were surprised that his robes were dry. It's a good point to know, though. When there's any danger to your robes, put them in the bowl. But the important thing about that was the meditation theme. Because after all, being cold and wet, that's a physical property. If the mind is suffering from physical properties, it's taking on those physical properties when it doesn't have to. It's the nature of the body that it's going to be subject to heat, subject to cold, subject to dry weather, subject to wet weather. But that's not the nature of the mind. The mind is a knowing element. It knows these things, but it doesn't have to take them on. Our problem is that we take them on. And how we talk to ourselves is what's driving us crazy. Get the mind to be more quiet. See what's actually there without the talking. It's like Sariputta's observation that when you're being hit by sticks and stones, remind yourself that the fact you have a body means that you're subject to these things, but the mind itself doesn't have to take them on. You have a sense that the mind is separate. It's focused on the breath. Then it can be focused on just the awareness itself. The heat will be there. It's part of having a body. But you don't have to take it on. You don't have to make yourself suffer from it. This is the Buddha's insight. We make ourselves suffer. The suffering that weighs down the mind is what we add. The pains of the world outside, the injustice of the world outside, those belong to the world. Then we take them on, we claim them, bring them inside through our conversation, through our perceptions. We weigh ourselves down, and that's what makes us suffer. If we didn't do that, we wouldn't be suffering, even though we live in the world. Think about arahants. They live in the same world that you do, but they don't suffer. They've learned how to separate things out like this. So focus on the breath so that you can focus on your awareness. And see how many things that we ordinarily would make you suffer just fall away. Take on issues only when you really have to. Otherwise, let them go. There are so many issues in the world. If we tried to solve all of them before we get the mind settled down, we'd die first. Nothing would get settled. But if we can settle this issue of the suffering the mind creates for itself, then there's nothing to weigh it down.